Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato and with me is Dr. Liz Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Cruz, for joining us your show. For those of you that are avid listeners, you know that when Tina starts a podcast, it's time for another GI focus. So, Dr. Cruz, we have another GI focus for you.
Awesome.
You actually brought up this GI focus because you had some patients this week questioning you about the difference between having a procedure like a colonoscopy versus getting imaging done
on the colon.
So you wanted to take some time during the podcast to talk a little bit about the difference between the two and what you're looking for and why one might be better than the other or what they're used for.
Yeah, I had a patient who I had found stomach cancer on the endoscopy that I did on him a few months ago. And when I saw him this week, he goes, why is it that my cancer, he goes, you found it when you did the upper endoscopy. He goes, but when the cancer doctor did the CT scan, they didn't see it on there. He goes, so how can that be? Mm-hmm. And so it just made me think, I mean, that's not the first time someone's asked me. I mean, I've had patients who've asked, well, I had a CAT scan, a CT scan done. Why do I need to have a colonoscopy? It's a great question, you know, because it is the CT scan is a great test. And, but
you are better. I'm sorry, I said it. You didn't have to say it.
Yes, no, that's not what I said. Yeah, no, the CT scan is a great study, and we use a ton of CT scans.
But I mean, let's talk a little bit about what a CT scan is looking for and finds versus what a procedure is looking for and finds, because there are differences, which is why in a lot of cases with patients we're doing both on them.
Okay, so let's talk about endoscopy and colonoscopy. When we do an endoscopy, an upper endoscopy, we go in through the mouth, we go in the esophagus, we're looking at the esophagus, the stomach, and the first part of the small intestine, okay? We're not looking at the liver, we're not looking inside the gallbladder, and I say this because some people have asked me when I finished their endoscopy, well, how did my liver look, you know? And I tell them, you know, I didn't see your liver, and that's a good thing because that would have meant I perforated you if I was looking at your liver. And so that's where we're looking, okay? Those are the places. For colonoscopy, we're inside the colon. So we start in the rectum, and then we push the scope or the camera all the way to the end of the colon, which is actually the beginning of the colon because the rectum and the anus is the end, the exit. But we're looking in the colon. We're not looking anywhere else. We're not looking outside of the colon. We're not looking at the prostate. We're not looking at the uterus. We're looking in the colon. And again, I have had people ask me, how did my uterus look? You know, and
it's a one-way street in there.
That's right. Go back and listen to our podcast from last week on the three holes. So when we're doing endoscopic testing, those are the main, I mean, there's other tests we can talk about, but those are the more common ones that we do. Okay, so upper endoscopy and colonoscopy. A CAT scan.
Oh, no, hold on now. Before you go on to the CAT scan, talk about when you're doing those procedures, why they're so important and what you're looking for specifically.
So when we do those procedures, we're looking for anything abnormal, inflammation, ulcers, polyps, tumors, a mass. And, you know, basically when someone comes to see us because they have symptoms, we schedule them for the endoscopy or the colonoscopy, or we do both, we're going in there to make sure that things look good, to make sure that the colon, the stomach, the esophagus, make sure it looks nice and healthy. And if we see anything, any inflammation, you know, I always will take biopsies of it in the colon. Any polyps that I see, I'll take them off. You know, if there's a tumor, a mass, I biopsy it, and I mean, I don't remove a mass. Okay, if it's a big mass, that I basically take biopsies, and then I a lot of times will put a special tattoo, like a little, it's a special ink that we use in the intestine to tattoo it or to mark it, to mark the spot, and then I end up sending that patient to a surgeon. And if it turns out that it's cancer, which usually if it's a mass, it usually will turn out to be cancer, then over to the oncologist. So that's what we're looking for.
Okay, so now, so I like the fact that with procedures you're taking action, right, on what you're finding, right? No matter what it is, you're taking some form of action, right, to test it further or to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about now, with the CAT scans, CT scans, what the purpose of those tests are and what they're finding and looking for.
So a CT scan is a great study, and we do, when we have a patient that comes to see us because they have abdominal pain, we will very commonly order a CT scan on them, because with a CT scan, you're looking at, we order a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, and you're looking at all of the structures, the organs, the soft tissue, the bones. You're looking at all the structures inside of the abdominal cavity and the pelvic cavity. In women, you've got the uterus, the ovaries, if they still have those organs. In men, you have the prostate. As far as your intestine goes, we talked about the colon, the stomach, the esophagus. You have the small intestine, which is about 20 feet long. You've got the liver, the pancreas, you've got your gallbladders, the kidneys.
So what is the CAT scan looking for? To make sure that the organs are sitting where they should be sitting?
Well, looking for,
if there is a mass.
You're looking for any structural abnormalities, tumors, mm-hmm, inflammation. The CAT scans very typically, they'll be able to pick up if there's any atherosclerosis in the arteries, which, mm-hmm, is like fatty plaques.
So
arteries.
It is looking through the tissue.
Yes.
And it,
yes,
can see into the
looking
tube,
at the
for
bones.
Example, of the colon.
Yeah, looking at the bones. I mean, if there's a lesion in the bones, looking at the pancreas, is there a mass in the pancreas? Looking at the kidneys, mm-hmm, a lot of times they can pick up stones, and mm-hmm, and if there are cysts in the kidneys, in the liver. So it's a great test that, in my opinion, complements, it goes hand in hand with the endoscopy and the colonoscopy that we do on the patient. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why can't we just do a CT scan, mm-hmm, and just forget the upper endoscopy and the colonoscopy? Mm-hmm. And we get asked that from time to time. Well, because even though the CT scan is great, a great study, and it's a great study, especially for the solid organs, for the kidneys, the liver, and the spleen, it will pick up things in the intestine. Mm-hmm. Okay, it will pick up inflammation. You can pick up tumors, mm-hmm, in the intestine, but I've done plenty of CT scans where the intestine, the colon, the stomach, whatever, looked normal, and then you go in and do an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, and you find abnormalities. Mm-hmm. So just because it looks normal on the CT scan doesn't mean that we're not going to find something when we do a colonoscopy, mm-hmm, or do the endoscopy. Okay, I mean, this patient this week was a prime example of someone where I went in, found a tumor in his stomach, but the CT scan didn't show that.
So why do you think that is? Is it just the way maybe they're angled with the CT scan?
Possibly.
It gets maybe hidden?
I don't know.
Maybe it's in a fold, so.
I don't know. I mean, we could talk a little bit more about, like the studies that we order, the most common studies we order as far as radiology include CT scan, MRI, ultrasound, and then we do HIDA scans, which are for the gallbladder. We do gastric emptying studies. We do There's probably a few other studies that we do, but by far the most common ones we order are CT scans and ultrasounds.
Yeah, and we do, you know, I do hear the staff and Maureen, our nurse practitioner, making a lot of calls out to patients with the findings of the CT scans and even findings on other organs that are not necessarily, you know, organs that we deal with.
Right, that are not part of the gastrointestinal.
Right, where they're talking about, hey, they found this on your kidney, or they, you know, as part of the CT scan that you were doing for your GI issues, they found
or nodules in the lungs. Or, yeah. Right, right.
And so, by the way, you need to go see this doctor or that doctor to get that looked at. So,
Well, sometimes you may see fatty liver on one study, like an ultrasound, but not see it on the CT scan, or you may see it on the CT scan and not see it on the ultrasound, or you may see it on all of them. So whether it's you know the tissue, the scanning. Well, I mean, who knows?
It could be a number of things.
Who knows? It could be a number of things. I know that if we get a CT scan on someone, and let's say that they see a lesion in the liver, but they're not quite sure, and the radiologist says, I'm not sure what this is. You may want to consider, you know, an MRI, an ultrasound. So we'll go on and order an ultrasound. And if it doesn't show it there, it doesn't mean it's not there because it already showed up on the CT scan. But so then we'll go on and get an MRI. And we hope that with one of these imaging modalities, imaging tests, that we'll be able to get clarification on what the lesion is. You know, these tests are great tests, and but they all work differently. Like a CT scan, which by the way, another, sometimes people say CAT scan, that's the same thing, CT scan. CT stands for computed tomography, but it's basically using x-rays, and with x-rays and computers, they can create these cross-sectional images of the body. Incredible test. It's a great test. Whereas MRI uses magnetic fields. Ultrasound uses sound waves. Okay, so they all are different. They are different testing modalities, and they work differently. But we get a lot of great information from these tests, and like I said, these tests complement what we do as far as doing endoscopies and colonoscopies.
Excellent. Well, I mean, that was, you know, a great explanation of the two types of tests. I think, I mean, just from what you said, I think it's important to have all the tests, you know, especially if you're having issues.
Right, depending on what's going on.
You know, whether that's an MRI, a CT scan, ultrasound, and a procedure, you know, just to make sure that, you know, you've had a good look at everything.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, do you feel like the gold standard is the procedure itself?
I think that if they are having intestinal issues, that yes. I mean, ultimately, you want to go in there and take a look with a scope. I mean,
have you ever saw something on a CAT scan that you didn't see in a procedure?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Sometimes we get patients that are referred over to us because of something that was seen on a CT scan or a PET CT, which is used a lot by oncology, by cancer doctors. I mean, sometimes we order a CT scan that shows a questionable mass in the colon, you know,
you go in and you're like, I don't see what you're talking about.
And so usually that was like probably a ball of stool, like a stool ball that looked like a mass. But the radiologist, you know, if it looks like a mass, they have to call it as it is.
Right.
And but yes, absolutely. A lot of times, not a lot, but there are definitely occasions where you get a CT scan that or an MRI that shows something abnormal in the colon or the stomach. And so, you know, you need to go in and take a look.
But once you look and you say, I didn't see anything, then at that point, you don't send them for further testing to see if you missed something. It's typically the gold standard. Like, it's the last thing kind of to do to say.
Once you go in there.
It looks
and
clean
you,
or
exactly,
not.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, anything else you'd like to add regarding CT scans versus procedures?
No. I just thought it was good to talk about it because that patient brought it up, and it's been brought up by other patients, and you know, just to give a little clarification on on the radiology testing versus doing endoscopy and colonoscopy and the importance of both.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Cruz, and we'll look forward to catching you all on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.